High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And of course, the issue around the Haredi draft and the extension of the possible extension of the Haredi draft is a very, very significant one. Well, the question is this, is does it have the power to topple this government? Gantz has apparently sent a message to Netanyahu saying people will not tolerate it. He says, I cannot be part of this emergency government if this law passes. War Minister, National Unity Party leader Benny Gantz announced on Sunday he would quit the government if Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's bill extending the exemption from the IDF conscription for ultra-Orthodox or Haredi Jews was extended despite the current war. Joining us this morning is Yisrael Meydad. He's a journalist in Israel. A very, very good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much. A happy second day of Purim to everybody who celebrates.
Absolutely. Well, Johannesburg is only walled for security reasons, and I don't think we count. So we celebrated Purim yesterday. But despite the many walls in Johannesburg, we don't get to celebrate that today. Let's talk about this Haredi. The Haredi situation in terms of the army has always been a particularly difficult and contentious one. I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago. I happened to have had the privilege of visiting a number of bases. I was very pleasantly surprised by the number of Haredi guys that I saw as part of the IDF. So in my naive mind, this was kind of resolving itself, but clearly that's not the case. Give us the sense of where we're at.
Well, it's obvious that as the Haredi element of the demographics here in Israel grows, there are more Haredi youngsters who are remaining in the yeshiva program, which they have developed. And many people, including myself, think that they can serve in the army and that they can contribute more to the economic structure of Israel, and they have been doing so. Unfortunately, the numbers are not matching the expectations of many, many people, especially those from the center to the left, who view it as not as a social or economic issue, but one of a political issue, that they have the Haredim have carved for themselves a certain privilege within Israel society, and especially now with the current war going on. The simple claim, which is understandable, is that they're not carrying their share. And it's obvious that the strength of the Haredi population, I would think, dictates a more amenable approach, a more one in fact, enticing them to leave the yeshiva world. I come from very close to that, I could say, and I'm fairly sure that there are many, many Haredi students who are not the brilliant scholars that we need for the future. And after 3, 4, 5 years, they can find themselves in some sort of a program. I would think that every single Israeli, and that includes Arabs, non-Jews, of course, should do some form of national service. And I don't think, on the one hand, there's been willingness to do so. And on the other hand, the government forming proper programs that would receive them. Summer programs during breaks, putting them not into fighting units perhaps, but units that could support various other elements within the army. There's a lot going on in the army, as everybody knows. That doesn't mean you're on the front lines, but is contributing to the war effort or to any military effort.
So it's fascinating, the point that you made, I think, is so apt, that there's a certain percentage of students that are absolutely cut out to be lifetime scholars. Surely the answer would be to say, all right, you know, there's a certain percentage within this environment. So whether that's 10%, 20%, that we get, but then you've got to then be quite selective as to who that is. And the rest have got to do some form of national service, whether it's, you know, as whether it's the religious girls would do, they do a national service where they contribute to society if they don't want to go to the army. Some can do that, and some can go into units that are sensitive to the Haredi lifestyle. Surely there is an answer if the parties just got together in an open and a constructive way.
There always is an answer. It's about here the willingness of people to accept that answer or that solution. And here is where the problem really boils down to. Do you force it upon them? Do you take sanctions, whether financially or otherwise? Or do you work on a very creative form of creating the programs that would appeal to them? I know that throughout the ages, the history that I've studied, it's possible to do that. The problem is that there's too much pressure from the left. I mean, I can recall to those people maybe who saw it early on in the so-called judicial reform period. We had leftists coming to B'nai Brak or to houses where Haredi lived and throwing money out. That, of course, will just rankle people, and it doesn't help the situation, even if you feel very passionate about it. If I could say something on the Purim theme, you know, we have this very famous verse that says, Haman says there's a people that are very much am fuzar umufurad. They're very cut up and disparate among themselves, right? And that's the phrase. Not that we're also different from among the peoples of the world, but within ourselves we're very, very divided, and that's a problem we're going to have to overcome.
And perhaps also why the ground was a little bit more fertile for October the 7th to happen, because of some of the situation. Do you think it is a real possibility that this will bring this current coalition to an end, given that it does seem to be a really important issue to many?
I used to work in the Knesset, and I knew Aryeh Deri when he was a freshman member of Knesset. And I've always been impressed about his what they call street wisdom, if I could use that phrase, his ability to understand general society rather than some of the rabbis and the heads of the yeshivot who are very much within their own community and really can't grasp what's going on. And I think that he will not allow that to take place, because he knows that even if he can get a very good political deal with Mr. Lapid or a renewed Mr. Bennett, who's still waiting on the sidelines, as we know, it will not hold. Israeli society really has moved strongly from the left center to the center right. And it's not going to come back soon. And so I don't think he's going to take a gamble. On breaking up the coalition.
I would tend to agree with you. We do need to leave it. It is about to go. In fact, it is 9 o'clock. Israel Meidad, Israel, a journalist, talking to us. A very fast, very interesting conversation, an important conversation about the Haredi draft.